you know, today I'm working hard to help her get her kidney transplant.
How's that going?
It's rough. We're raising money. I'm working hard to make it so that people will be able to donate to a 501c3, but it may be too much technical difficulty for me to be able to do that. I'm working with the Transplant Institute. I'm working with Shands in Gainesville. I'm working with Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Each one is its own full-scale process that I have to handle completely independently. With all these details, it's very rough. Each one has a different insurance exposure. Each one has a different boxes to check. Each one needs this or that followed up with. And Vivian can only have one job. Her job can only be going to dialysis. So I have to keep all these balls in the air while I have to continue to have money to make a living and build a career and run the radio show. And it's rather challenging.
How do you stay happy? How do you guys, how do you find those moments to just be together and happy with just in that moment, just in the moment?
It almost never happens. It almost never happens.
Movie night, nothing?
Vivian comes home from dialysis typically at 7 o'clock and really is not ready for prime time for about an hour. Then we eat dinner and then we both pass out. So we really don't have a lot of time to be together. We get about an hour and a half a week on Saturday night. And this last week, we went to hear Bruce and his band in Coconut, in Coral Gables. Then we went out to have a little sushi. We saw Bruce at 8:15. The sushi was on the table at 9. Vivian was under the table and back in my car, passed out by 9:15, 9:30.
Wow.
She's a trooper. She's a star.
She's definitely.
She's an amazing human being. She's an inspiration to me and anybody who knows her. The woman walks on water. And all I can say is that if you need inspiration, go look up Vivian Fried on Facebook and watch some of her posts. People can find us. There's a Vivian Fried page on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe. Whatever we don't use for Vivian's expenses, and they're big, and a lot of it isn't covered by insurance. Whatever we don't use, we're going to donate to Lauren's kids in the Miami Transplant Center. And, you know, we're going to use the stuff at the Transplant Center for living donor education. And, you know, these are things that are important. People need to know that they only need one kidney to live, and that they can donate that second kidney to a dialysis patient, and that person can live a full and healthy life. You don't need to match the kidney patient. The kidney patient, if you're not a match, you can go into what's called a paired donor program. They'll find a donor that your kidney, they'll find a recipient, and they'll get it. You'll get a kidney out of the donor registration that works for Vivian. So if people want to help Vivian, they need to call the Miami Transplant Institute. I hadn't thought about going and doing this, so hold on a second. I've got to look up the number, but you call the Miami Transplant Institute.
Click.
I'm doing it.
All right, I'm going to start the music.
All right, the Miami Transplant Institute is 305-355-5433. Call the Miami Transplant Institute. Tell them you want to donate to Vivian Fried. It's at 305-355-5433. I want to